Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1271 in the writing is shiur number 423. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the various different halachas in reference to when one has to wash, when one has to make an extra bracha in the middle of the meal and when one doesn't, even though they wash for bread and ate the right amount, which again is a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, a kezayis under a 4 minute period. Okay, so be it as it may, and just real quickly to review, we mentioned in the past that one should definitely try and eat a kebaya, which is 2 kezesim, as soon as possible, but definitely the first, to eat a whole egg's worth, which is 2 kezesim straight, and making sure to eat the first kezayis under the 4 minute period, because that is therefore one is already able to bench. And the second kezayis, the second part, is for the washing. Okay, for the al natila sedayim, which we've spoken about in the past, we're not going to get into that again, but be it as it may, make sure the one kezayis at least is eaten under a 4 minute period. Now, once you did that, so then everything is covered besides the items which we're talking about. And one of the main items which we're talking about, which is not covered, is fruit, which we've been going through. When one eats fruit during the meal, in general, it is not covered. Okay, but now there are various different times when it would not be, in other words, a person would not have to make a bracha even on fruit. And that's what I want to talk about today. And that is if somebody's mamish kaveya de suda on the fruit. In other words, my meal, good, I'm washing for bread, I ate the kezayis, I ate the kebaya, I did everything the right amount of time, but now, what's my meal? My meal is fruit. I'm not eating soup, I'm not eating chicken, right? I'm eating whatever it is, I'm on a diet, I'm eating cantaloupes, I'm just giving an example, right? But the fruit is my meal. Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in our Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about eating bread, if somebody's eating fruit throughout the meal, a little bit here, a little bit there, not as a dessert. If you're eating it as a dessert and a person says, well, I don't want to make a bracha, so there is a eitzah. You could eat bread with every bite of the fruit. Okay, a person eats some fruit and they don't want to make a bracha, they can't make a bracha, so you could eat bread together with the fruit. Okay, we'll talk about that, but in that case, if it's a dessert, I want to make it clear, Mishnah Berurah talks about that, in Sif Katan Ches, just to read his lashon over there, Sifka and Ches, our Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, Dem Huva Rakl Kinuach. If the fruit is brought to you, if you have fruit, right? The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is always brought to you. I've spoken about that in the past when I spoke to the Mechaber, Rabbi Friedman Shlita from the Mechaber, the one who wrote the Sefer Eitz Ralachas. He told me that the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is always says when it's brought to you. Nowadays, a person gets it themselves, you know. So, but be it as may, Dem Huva Rakl Kinuach. If a person has the fruit, right, for dessert, so Af Sha'achalim. Mix this process, even though you're eating some bread with it, the chil of a seif, the beginning and the end, right? The middle bites you not, loy mahani, that doesn't help. While you're eating without bread, sarach bracha, you would have to make a bracha. In other words, bottom line is that if a person, for whatever reason, can't make a bracha, does not want to make a bracha by the fruit that they eat for dessert, they have to eat a piece of bread with every single bite. If there's a bite that you're not of the fruit, a bite of the fruit without bread, you now have to make a bracha. Okay, but what I want to talk about is what about if my whole meal is only fruit, that's what I'm eating. I'm conveyor on fruit. So Mishnah Berurah says, all on that same Sif Katan Ches, which he brings a lot of information in refs to how to work with the whole bread issue, right? Sif Katan Ches, he says, V'gam loy mayri kishayikar kaviyas sudasa yhoysal elu aperis. We're talking the cases that he spoke about before, whatever it was, which we're not going to get into right now. We're talking about when the person is not kaveya suda on the fruit. So let's say a person is kaveya. In other words, my suda, my meal is fruit. I wash for bread, I ate the right amount, but what am I eating? What's the main dish? Fruit, right? What's the first course? Fruit. Second course? Fruit. It's all fruit. Finish. So he says, does ein tzarich sheyochel gam levasoif impas dafka. Impas. You don't have to eat at the end. You don't have to eat bread together with the fruit, and you don't have to eat in the middle of the eating of the fruit. You don't have to eat bread together with it. Rak kevin shehischel. Since you started in kevin shehischel lechel impas. As long as you started to eat a little bit of bread together with the fruit, right? And that is your main meal. It's it's all fruit, shuv ein mevarech aleim, you do not have to make a bracha now on the fruit. Af kesha'cholam achakach levadam lekuli alma, it would be good. Even though you're going to eat it afterwards by itself. So again, the bottom line is one could just eat in the beginning a little bit of bread with the fruit, and my main meal is fruit, and gezunta hate the rest of the meal. They do not have to eat the bread together with the fruit. Now we're not talking about the gezayis. The gezayis b'chdei achilas pras, that's a separate issue. That's what you have to eat. What we're talking about now, we're eating the bread together with the fruit, and thereby the bread becomes a tuffel to the fruit. So since the fruit is your main dish, is the main meal, and that is what you're eating, you only have to start eating with the fruit, with the bread together, a bite or two, whatever it is, and then you can just continue on. And the rest of the meal, if you want to eat just the plain fruit without the bread, it would be perfectly fine. Okay, just to end off with the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas, how he brings it down, Halacha L'maisa, on the bottom line, again, now Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, Ois Tes Vav, he says, Misha Kafei Iker Sudase Alma Chalem Shadakim Lechel, the Kinuach Vultaini Bialma. No, there's somebody, their meal is these fruits, right? He's talking about any type of desserts, but people don't need chocolate for their meal. But be it as it may, my meal is my dessert, Kagana Kavei Liftan Sudase Al Paris, right? Ein Sarch Lever Chalem, you don't have to make a bracha on the fruit. You don't have to make the extra bracha. Rak Yoichal Mehem Techila Im Pas Umahane Gam Al Mashiachal Achakach Balei Pas Veinsarch Pas Techila Vesaif. In other words, bottom line is that you wouldn't have to make a bracha as long as you Rak Yoichal Imam Techila Im Pas. As long as you started off the beginning, you eat some bread with the fruits, and that would help. And whatever you eat, all the fruits that you eat afterwards, and you do not have to Veinsarch Pas Techila Vesaif. You don't have to eat bread together with the fruits in the beginning and the end. As long as you start off the meal, little bread together with the fruits, you're good to go. And those are the halachas if one is eating a meal of fruits whereby they wash for bread and they eat the right amount. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Baruch Kol Tuv.